Hey Spinster Society, make sure you go to urbanspinster.com and click on that fashion merch link. That link will take you directly to the Urban Spinster store on Teespring, where I have that merch available for you in leisure wear. You got two styles of sweatshirts with Never Settle on the front and the Urban Spinster logo on the back. One is a crew neck and one is a slouchy off the shoulder. There are also leggings and the matching sports bra in a great African print. You can use these items whether you're lounging around the house or you're actually working out during this COVID season. So make sure you check it out again. Fashion merch link on urbanspinster.com. Hey, Spinster Society. This is Sadia Sanders of urbanspinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Whew, Lord, I just watched a interview after watching a Facebook Live rant by Bishop A. Wyoming Bazemore Jr. I was scrolling through YouTube and I saw Larry Reed Live, who is a YouTuber, and most of the content that he has on his channel relates to the church and exposing all the foolery that goes on in the black church, specifically with these pastors and their hypocrisy and indiscretions and all kind of foolishness. So this is yet another issue with a pastor. But this particular bishop, that's his ranking, I guess, in whatever denomination he belongs to, he went on Facebook earlier today and he has been advised to take the video down, so I don't know if he will or not, but currently it's still up. It was early part of the day, and he's just going off on his current wife, and he's ranting about how tired he is of being manipulated, and he's cussing and going in on this woman. Her name is Angel, and apparently she has had relationships with other clergy members prior to him. And she is known in whatever that their circle is to be someone not to deal with. And he had been warned multiple times, but he got with her anyway, married her anyway. And he's going on and on about how much of a bad person she is and all these things that she has done to him. Now, he does admit that he has some wrongdoing in basically not being a good steward over his money. And he has a prison pass. He's a convicted felon. And I looked that up. When he was about 28, he got caught writing bad checks. He was buying luxury vehicles and so forth, so on. He got caught. He mentions in his rant on Facebook that he had embezzled money from his family's funeral home business. And when the father of the business found out, his father, that he switched the account information so he could no longer get funds from this business. And he claims he was doing this, the embezzlement, in order to try to keep up the bills at home that he shares with or shared with this particular wife. He's been married before. He's only about 32. So this wasn't that long ago that he went to prison. And it seems like he didn't learn anything, because the same stuff he went to prison for is the stuff he continued to do even while being a pastor and trying to keep up appearances. And he mentions that as well. He does a lot of things that speak to him being very insecure. And I have to mention his weight, because Larry Reed, when Larry Reed interviewed him today, same day, which was about an hour long interview, it was very informative, and Larry kind of really drilled down and asked him, is this woman the most attractive woman that you have ever been with? And he said, yes. He said, okay. So that's part one of why he allowed himself to be drawn in by her. Her level of attractiveness in comparison to him, obviously not being confident in who he is. So despite all the warnings, he went on with it anyway. Now, regardless of her, he got his own issues because before he met her, he went to prison. Okay, so they ain't got nothing to do with her. And I think that is what was perturbing me about his whole rant was that he kept talking about all this stuff she was doing. But at the same time, why weren't you using your own discretion? Despite the warnings, and he said when he was interviewed by Larry, because Larry said, well, if you were warned, why did you continue? And he said, well, all of the signs he was told to look out for were not present. He was told specific things to look out for, and none of those things occurred. So he's thinking, okay, well, this was her past. This is not who she is now. But that was obviously not the case. And he goes on in his rant to say that they were expecting a child and she was planning to have an abortion. He found out by, I won't even say intercepting the call. She had asked him to answer the phone when it was ringing, and it happened to be the abortion clinic trying to confirm her appointment, which he found out later by doing his own investigation, because she kind of grabbed the phone out of his hand when she heard who was on the line. But he was married at 18. So that is very telling in that, okay, he's never been single. He got married at 18. That didn't work. He tried to keep up appearances with that, he says in his rant. He got with this lady. That's not where he only been with this lady. It seemed like he keeps talking about months, you know, 6 months, 7 months. They ain't been together that long. So and he does mention on Larry Reed's interview that he's never in his adult life been single. And that is a huge part of the problem. You don't know who you are. You're constantly trying to please other people and try to do what you think is going to gain you approval and validation. That's what he needs to deal with first and foremost. This woman has put him out of their home multiple times, he said. As today, when he was doing the interview, he was in his car. He didn't even have nowhere to sleep. And Larry Reed was basically taking up a collection and telling people to Cash App him. But, you know, he said, well, let me test the Cash App, make sure it's going through. And that the wife wasn't getting the money. But people were in the comments were betting that he was going to go back to her, because he had mentioned if she had called, he might go back. So, you know, he really has got to deal with his own internal issues. But let me let you hear a little bit of his rant before it gets taken down.
If it was me, I apologize and I try to move past it. Let her tell it. Always some dumb stuff with her. I'm done. Yeah, some bills got behind. And it's my responsibility for it. It's my fault. The way that things are, it's my fault. I got behind on the bills because I wasn't working. And a lot of stuff is in her name. But you don't end your marriage because of a damn bill. I had 13 years. 14 years I was in a marriage. Love. And I'm not the only person this has been done to. I'm not. This has been done to countless preachers in me. All across this damn country. All across. Against the advice of the board of bishops for the organization I was a part of, against everybody's, I still did it. I still did it. Because I was so far in love and I'm tired of it. I am fucking another day. I got stuff I had to do. Talking to one bishop, and I won't even tell his name. And he said, Bazemore, if you don't get out of it, you're gonna try to hurt her just like I did. He said, Bishop Donnie Graves had to stop me from killing her. He had to stop me from trying to kill this girl. She said, oh, he rages at me. But you don't tell the stuff that you do, but tell it. I don't even have a ministry no more. We started that church. That's another thing. We started that church in Sophia. My wife, the evangelist, the prophetess, sat up there and been to one Sunday morning service. One. And the only reason why she came to the other service was because she was asked to preach. She was asked to preach. That is the only reason she came to the other service. She is so high-minded and arrogant. Arrogant. Girl, she is arrogant. Because she got a prophetic gift. Listen to me. This girl can prophesy. This girl will sit up there and will tell you your life story. And after she does it, but you this great prophet. Please, I'm telling y'all, I take it no more. Not another day. I want a divorce. And that's part of my damn problem now. I was so busy trying to impress you church folk. So busy trying to impress you church folk, trying to look the part. I'm done.
So it goes on. It was about a 45-minute rant, but you know, he mentions how the red bottoms that she was wearing were not purchased by her or by them. They were, well, new. They were actually used, but she just had to appear a certain way. And apparently the moves that he was making financially were based on appearance. And he really didn't have it. All of the house is in her name. The car he's driving in this video is in her name. He ain't got nowhere to stay. He's sleeping in a car. And when he was interviewed by Larry, he said something about he had to come to the car to he rested in the car for a night or something to that effect. He used the word rested versus you're living in your car now, sir. And Larry had to kind of check him on that and say, listen, we got to say what it is. We got to stop with the putting on airs. You don't have anywhere to stay. You're not resting in your car. Rest is you pull over, you shut your eyes for a minute, and you go on to where you need to go. He has nowhere to go. And he has some family that he needs to connect with or whatever. But Larry did say before he started asking for his Cash App information that, you know, look, we're not giving you this money for you to finance getting back with her. This is for you. And Larry also offered to pay for two counseling sessions with the therapist that he is connected with for him only, not for them as a couple. So hopefully he will take advantage of that. But my concern was, you know, you're dealing with Cash App. It's so funny because I know a couple of people who have been having issues with their Cash App, and it's not anything to do with the company. It's that they don't know how it really works. They didn't set it up. Somebody set it up for him and all this kind of stuff. He has said, Bishop Bazemore has said, he had bad credit. So if you have a bank account, you can't get a bank account with bad credit. If you have had a history of check fraud, which this man has, you will be on a system called check systems. Basically, they run your information. Oh, no, you got a history. You can't open no account. So where is the money going? If you're cash apping someone, Cash App is just a placeholder. It's a third party. You have to go into your account and say, okay, cash me out. And the money gets transferred somewhere. So it's not like you Cash App somebody and they instantly have access to it. It has to go to their bank. Then you have access to it from your checking account. So if she got all the accounts in her name, then who are you Cash Apping? You know, so people have to really think. And because he has a history of fraud, that in itself would keep me from giving in that way. You know, if there was some other way that you knew exactly it was getting to him, then that's different. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I thought it was very insightful that Larry got him to talk about the fact that he has never been single in his adult life. And he does not know who he is. And clearly he lacks confidence. Because if you're doing all this and you heard him just say he was trying to impress, he was trying to look the part. He's been doing this since at least 27, 28, and you're 32. So let's stop this now before it gets any further. And he has children from his previous relationship that he don't even see. So what's going on with that? You with this new chick. And you take care of her kids, but you ain't seeing your own kids. I always find that fascinating. Like, you know, fight for your own children first, you know, versus, okay, well, that was my life over there and my baby mama tripping or whatever. That don't have nothing to do with them children. Those children did not ask to be here. So take care of your kids first that you already got before you get with somebody else and they'll try to play daddy to them. So, I mean, he admits that he has some issues, but that's what he got to deal with first. You shouldn't be pastoring no damn body until you deal with your stuff, truly. So, Larry Reed's interview just took place maybe about 45 minutes ago from me recording this. So, definitely it's going to be posted now. Bishop Bazemore's rant might be taken down, but as of right now it is available on Facebook. And again, his name, he goes by A period, his name is Anthony, but on his page it's A period Wyoming Bazemore, Bazemore Jr. And his rant is about 45 minutes long, so you know, give it a look and see what insight you gather from it. And I think the message is you got to know who you are. And even though you get a warning, take heed and just kind of watch people, because usually people don't change that much. They might change a little bit, but at their core, they are who they are. And if they were this way with one person, it's just a matter of time until you get yours if you deal with them. And her method was a little different with him, but the end result was the same. So there you go. All right. Make sure you are subscribing to the channel. My social media handles are at Urban Spinster XO, and that is Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Trying to build up the YouTube channel. So if there's something that you want to see, I've been doing some product reviews because that seems to be what people are are viewing the most. So I'm just trying to get a feel for, okay, what do people want to see as far as the direction for that channel? So if there's something specific you want me to talk about or a product that you want me to review or give my opinion on something, usually the products I review, I have been using. So it's easy for me to give my opinion. I have tried a couple of new things, but let me know what you'd like to see. You can always shoot me an email or DM me or what have you. All my information is in the description of all the videos. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Urban Spinster. All right, I will talk to y'all soon. Have a good one.